What's up, game heads? You've reached another episode of Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
I'm Noah O'Toole.
It is Jose.
And this is Joel Gao.
And I'm Noah O'Toole.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it. Another week has gone by. We're together again. It is time to get down and talk about some games. So what you guys been up to, man? How you been?
Pretty good.
We've been kicking it, dude. Just hanging out here. Been busy. Not really. Just hanging out, doing, having...
Out of curiosity, can anybody hear me now?
Okay. Having mic check problems.
Mic check problems. Yeah,
there we go.
All right, now we're good.
We couldn't hear Noah for a second there. Sorry, guys.
And I'm Noah.
We got you.
Yep. All right.
Technical difficulties.
Way to go. Way to start it off.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we might as well start at the bottom and work it up from there. I mean,
yep.
Drake said it right.
Yeah. Started from the bottom. Now
we're right here in the beginning still.
Yep. Oh man.
Oh man, it's been a good week, man. I don't know how busy you guys have been. I mean, we're all typically busy with family and you know, work, school, whatever you got going on. But we, per usual, we've all managed to, you know, spend some time with some games or shows. One thing I do want to throw out there right off the bat, I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to do it yet or see it, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I missed
I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I'm definitely excited for it.
Yeah, same here. Looking
guys,
forward to it.
I missed your invite. I'm sorry.
No, you're good, dude. I threw that you at work the last minute.
I know.
Like, whatever. But, yeah, because my brother was supposed to come in town and see it with me and stuff, and then I had to, you know. But we ended up seeing it last night, and it was amazing. I won't spoil anything for you guys. I'll wait until you guys get a chance to see it so we can talk about it more in depth. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, probably. I loved the first one, this one outdoes it to me just by a hair.
Oh, nice.
It was so good. So good.
Probably watch it tonight. So
yeah, check it out. Let me know what you guys think of it. It was really good. Hey, you guys have a chance to watch anything or check anything out?
Couple good shows have been piquing my interest. One season two for Sense8 came out on Netflix, and it's by the, if anybody's unfamiliar, it's by the creators of The Matrix, and it's just a really intense, excellent show. So, you know, check out Sense8. If you start watching it and you have no idea what's going on, don't worry. That's kind of the point. You won't until the end. It's amazing. It's one of the best shows ever made, I think. So definitely props to that. I've been waiting forever. It's like been over a year since season one. So, you know, they certainly kept us waiting. And then American Gods debuted on Stars, which is Neil Gaiman.
Thanks for bringing that up. That was really good.
That was really good, yeah. And the second one will be on tonight, so
yes,
hooray for that.
Thank you for reminding me. I have it DVR'd ready to go for the whole season, and I've been listening to the book on Audible at work here and there, you know. But, it's so good. I mean, if you haven't had a chance to check this out, guys, or hear about it, the book is really good, but the show is a great adaptation of it. It's hard to describe what it's about, but...
Is there a series, or is it just one book?
Actually, I'm not that familiar. To be honest, I have not actually read the book. I mean, I know it's written by Neil Gaiman, who's, you know, the award-winning writer. So, I'm sure, Mondo, do you know if it's a graphic novel, or if it's a multiple series?
I believe
it's
based on a graphic novel, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. We talked about, on Indie Comic Ninja, we covered the first book of the graphic of the comic series or whatever for Image, and we were kind of lukewarm on the actual comic book of it, but I guess there's like a graphic novel that brings it all together that's been going on for a long time, but it's really good.
Essentially, I mean, to kind of wrap it up in a nutshell, is old deities versus new deities, new gods. I mean, it's almost a literal take on it. So
These guys that have
modern day mythology. It's really cool.
These guys that have been around for you know, centuries, and they are in the backgrounds, and they're like actual people, but they are
living
among us, and they have powers.
But they're
and
actual
stuff.
Gods,
And they take this guy who's just getting out of prison under their wing. His name is Shadow, and they go on this whole, like, where he joins one side, but they're about to fight a big battle kind of thing, and they're kind of gearing up for it, and all these things are happening beforehand. It's putting pieces in place on the chessboard kind of thing. So
is this like Odin and Loki and stuff? I heard like one of them
that,
was like the
trickster.
That sounds interesting.
Right. Yeah, it's like that kind of thing, but more in a modern
There's a goddess of love, you know, but she's not necessarily like Aphrodite per se or stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very good. And of course, it's on Starz, you know, it's graphic and violent and sexy and everything you
want brings.
You want in those cable cable TV shows.
It's very much like that.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll probably
like
get
Spartacus
into that
type stuff.
Right.
I saw that he wrote a book called Stardust. Is that in any way related to the movie?
The movie from the I don't know, actually. Probably he's written so many things.
He's very good writer.
Yeah. Sandman, I think, is probably one of his biggest creations, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seems like some horror, some contemporary, like, fantasy type stuff.
Yeah. Definitely fantasy horror mix, I would, agree with.
I'd check it out. When you get
interesting.
It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Have you guys been playing anything recently besides Prey or anything like that? I know you've been playing Prey, Joel. How's that hanging with you?
Oh, God, yeah. I've been, I had it pre-ordered, so it unlocked at 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Central time here. Because it was midnight, I guess, on the East Coast. So, mm-hmm. As soon as it unlocked, I went on and started playing, and I got through that first hour demo part, basically the first evening, and then I was getting really tired. So the mm-hmm. next day, I spent like all day Friday playing. I just kept playing and playing, and I didn't get that far into the story because I do a lot of exploring. I mean, there's a little bit of like a Metroidvania thing going on where you can go back and open up places that you couldn't open before because you can turn into a cup or,
right.
you know, turn into a little ball thing and roll through a small area. But, you know, there's the, I don't know, I've been really, really enjoying it, loved it so far. And then, so I'm just lucky that I have a wife that allows me to do that, didn't give me shit for playing all day.
Well, question for you, so kind of getting more specifics. I mean, I'm glad you're enjoying it, but what about it are you enjoying, like, the most? Like, what aspect of the game would you say that you're enjoying more than anything?
Well, I kind of I like the mixture of, like, the BioShock and System Shock, a little bit like Dead Space thing going on, and mixing in some of the elements from the Dishonored series. Obviously, it's the same creators that made Dishonored, so they're... You know, there's a lot of influences from that. Art deco in the background, kind of art going on. It's kind of a future, but an alternate future. And so kind of like Fallout 4 in a way, where you have like giant tape machines, mm-hmm. you know, that record stuff. They still have stuff like that in this game, kind of in the background. So you find some stuff like that, and you're like, wow, they don't have like touch-tone phones and... And, you know, things that are more touch-tone, they have some things that are button still. And there's a lot of variety, and the atmosphere is really good. And they did fix the input lag problem that the PlayStation 4 was having.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that the regular PlayStation had some jerky gameplay, but on the Pro, it's definitely smooth. So
right.
It might be smoother on the Xbox One than on the PS4.
I'm playing
sure.
it on the One right now, and I haven't had any issues or anything. I did the demo on both systems just to see, mm-hmm. you know, comparison and whatnot. And for those people out there that care a lot about that kind of stuff, there really is no ginormous difference or anything like that. If you're playing on the Pro, things will be slightly crisper, I would say that. As far as like any like, you know, like you were saying, like the lag or latency and all that stuff, I don't think that stuff's going to be that much of an issue for you. But if you're just trying to play the game and enjoy it, either system's going to be great for you. It's going to be fine. And just for those of you out there that don't know what Prey is, it is a first-person, action-adventure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
action-adventure horror.
There you go.
Survival horror?
Kind of survival horror thing. Vibe going on for sure.
The protagonist can be, you can pick a man or a woman, and their name is Morgan Yu, so it's interchangeable. So if you pick a woman or the guy. And so basically, just to kind of give you a plot real fast before we move on, Morgan Yu is trapped aboard a space station filled with shape-shifting aliens with no memory of how he got there. Guided by a mysterious stranger and his former self, he must set the station self-destruct before the aliens reach Earth. So, you know, there you go.
Interesting.
And there's some good plot twists that the story will throw at you. I'm not giving anything away. I'm just saying that you begin to wonder who you can trust.
Right. And I know we covered the demo last week, so we won't go deep into this one this week or anything like that, but Joel's playing it, I'm playing it. Noah, you said you're probably going to skip
it.
And then are you going to try it out at some point?
I'll try it out at some point.
Yeah. We'll keep you guys informed on how it's going and whatnot, and so we'll check back going forward. But
I'd like to say it starts out slow and very... I don't know. What would you say? Like slow, but
I think it's on purpose though, because they want to warm you up to the controls. They want to warm you up to the environment. They want to warm you up to how to fight the aliens and kind of get you into it, rather than just tossing you to the wolves and just seeing how you handle it.
Yeah.
So it's a slow burn in the beginning, which is I'm totally fine with.
But you got to stick with it, because it gets really intense fairly soon, and then you get some interesting abilities that you'll be able to fight with instead of weapons, without ruining anything. I won't tell you what they are, but you don't have to stick with conventional weapons. If you choose to use the other attacks, it may impact the story. So just FYI.
Okay, cool.
Interesting.
What about anything you've been up to playing?
Stuff. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of stuff.
Like what?
No.
Like, what have you been playing, man?
You remember I told you about Sniper Ghost Warrior 3?
Okay.
Yeah. I stopped playing that shit.
You stopped?
You stopped.
Why?
Because it crashed on me like 3 times.
Oh, God.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, it started bugging out right after I was in the first act of the game, and it just started crashing. Like, bugs started showing up everywhere on
it. You mentioned this at work one day.
Yeah.
What kind of bug stuff are you talking about? Like
so,
give us an example.
Basically, you could start like seeing through the walls when you're like climbing the walls. The loading was
clipping.
Yeah, so the loading took like 10 minutes just to load to one map.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I was just like, okay. And then stupid song was repetitive and it was pissing me off.
Yeah.
And then I was in a mission, and then all of a sudden it's just system crash, and I was like, oh, that better not be my PS4 that just crashed on me. No, it was just the game that just completely stopped and like threw it out.
Huh.
So yeah, I stopped playing it. So I started playing Horizon. I finally passed it. Zero Dawn.
Congratulations.
Oh, nice. Cool. Nice.
It was a beautiful ending. The ending was surprising.
Did you get all the allies to join you?
Yeah, I got all the allies to join me and everything. So it was a really good ending.
Good.
I'm not expecting much out of it, of a sequel or anything else. I wanted to end like that.
Sure. I'm sure there could be some fun DLC that they could throw out there for some side story content.
Or yeah, probably.
What was going on over here while this was happening, you know?
Yeah, probably.
That kind of thing could be cool. Or even going back and like showing what Rost has been up to out in the wilderness by himself.
I would say introduce a new character to play as is always.
I mean?
Like, in that same environment. Because
he's been banished for like since she was a child. What was he up to before that?
Talk to Tirsa to see what happened to Rost though?
Okay, remind me who that character is.
Tirsa is one of the elders that banished Aloy.
Okay.
Like one of the one that pretty much took Aloy, that gave Aloy the keeper authority, seeker.
So to be able to be a seeker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The seeker authority.
I want to say I did, but I don't recall what came of that.
She pretty much, I talked to her, and she pretty much gave me the backstory of Rost, and pretty much Rost, not to do any spoilers, the game has been out for a while, so...
Yeah, just give him a heads up and then go right into it. It's fine.
Rost chose to be...
Banished?
Yeah, banished.
Okay, so they didn't kick him out then?
No, he chose. And because, it was his own... It was his own will. He did not plan coming back to the land. So pretty much, it would be a good story if they go to choose Rost's backstory.
Okay.
It'll be really interesting.
I'd like to see that personally, but you know.
Other than that, I have not been playing any other video games other than my phone apps, just because.
It's all good. You watch any shows or anything?
Besides mostly
your anime.
Mostly animes.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know why I even bother asking.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I know what you've been up to typically, but I'd like to at least believe something else different might pop up once.
The worst thing that happened was when watching my animes is, after not watching them after a while, I forget their names.
Yeah.
And I'm like scrolling in and I'm like, what was the name I was watching? I'm like, You saw me at lunch break, and I was like,
"You look very perturbed. Yeah. Like you were just stressing, and like, well, like, where? I can't find it. I'm like, what are you looking for? I can't remember what show I was watching. It's like, how does that happen?
They're not in Japanese.
Because you're watching like, well, that's half the problem right there. Plus, you're watching like 15 of them at the same time.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not judging. I'm just, it was a pretty slow week for me. So.
Yeah, that's cool. You got to have a slow one once in a while. Yeah. Man. Especially when stuff's about to start ramping up. And you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh, I sure do.
You're making
my countdown's on.
Yeah, mine too. I can't wait. What have you been up to, man? Have you been playing anything or up to no good?
You know, I haven't been playing anything new. You know, the group I play Paragon with, you know, we've you know, just still been doing that. It's, you know, obviously way more fun when you play those games in groups with headphones and communication and stuff like that. But otherwise, watching Netflix and biding my time until Injustice 2 comes out in 2 weeks or less than now. Yes. So, you know.
You were telling me before we started recording about silhouettes and whatnot that popped up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. They just released the DLC for the upcoming season, and they released the first three fighters. And right away, it's off to a great start because we got Red Hood, who fans were clamoring for, Starfire, from Teen Titans, who I love and am really excited to play as, and then Sub-Zero, which you knew there'd be a, you know, Mortal Kombat character included on each one, and you know, I'm lukewarm on them in general, but that notwithstanding, that's cool.
Yeah.
But they have silhouettes of all the rest of them. Now, if we all know Ed Boon, he does like to troll his fans on occasion, so we can't go into it 100% like thinking these final silhouettes are what we're going to get, but there are two that stood out for sure, and the first one is Raiden. So Mortal Kombat fans that liked Raiden will be probably excited to see him.
So
but
with some of those characters like the Mortal Kombat crossover stuff, are those going to be like, you know how like in the previous seasons of like Mortal Kombat X, for instance, they brought in like Jason Voorhees. And
right.
Like, is that going to be like a side DLC kind of thing? Like not included? Because I don't see how they could put those in the story. I'm assuming those
Oh, they
DLC
won't
characters.
Impact the story mode. They're just going to be, extra DLC. Yeah, okay, which they did in the last Injustice 2. Scorpion was in it and stuff.
Right.
But the other character that the silhouette is very obvious, it has me super excited, is Black Manta.
What?
So right, for any Aquaman fans out there, that's just going to be crazy to play as Black Manta. Yeah. The other silhouettes are kind of hard to guess. Mm-hmm. Me and the internet suspect one of them is Azrael from the Batman series, the hooded
that
guy. The other one, we're kind of suspecting there's a female that's kind of got a hood and a slight skirt, and given the popularity of Suicide Squad, she resembles Enchantress, and that'd give a magic-based character. But the other ones are kind of up in the air. People have suspected Beast Boy. I'm not sure on that. He's dead in the comic book series that's based off of, but that also doesn't mean he couldn't be a DLC character, but...
Yeah, it could be cool.
It could be, yeah. I mean, he'd be a fun character to play as. I'd love to transform into different animals and fight and stuff like that. That'd be a blast.
And,
but.
And that's half of the fun of just ramping up for this game, and which is why we picked our main topic later on, and we'll talk about as far as our top five fighting games and whatnot. It's just because the DC universe, just like Marvel, they're so deep and rich with characters. You could literally have a cast of like 100 characters if you really want.
Oh, you sure could, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 80 years of history to
draw
from.
And they'd all be great classic characters and all awesome in their own right if they really wanted to. So I would hate to have that job of whittling that down to like 40 people or 30 people or something
like
that. Like, wow. Like, what?
And what's even harder is that with this being the second one, there were characters from the first one who obviously aren't going to make the cut, and you know how people are with their fandom,
what'd you do with my character? Where'd you put my favorite character in there?
Your favorite character sucks, man.
Right? Yeah.
But they could also make it too, where like for instance, how they're doing with Power Girl, where it's Supergirl, but then Power Girl is a skin of Supergirl, so it's the same move set. They just gave her a different skin, so she's a different character
and voice
set.
Hopefully voice acting, they say. And they did also just announce, apart from the original three in the pre-order, there's going to be a Mr. Freeze skin for Captain Cold.
What?
So that's
okay.
Interesting.
All right. Color me interested on that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Freeze.
Yeah.
I always think Arnold. I can't.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
What do they call you, plant
you
lady?
Chill.
Garden gal?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've seen that movie one too many times.
That's terrible. Why would you bring that up? Oh, man. I've been playing Disney Afternoon Collection because, you know, well.
Why not?
In the words of our previous episode, nostalgia.
There you go.
I love the old games like that. And in that, I don't know if anybody else has tried that or even had any interest in it, but the Disney Afternoon Collection is basically, I think it's five Disney cartoon game, Disney games based on cartoons that came out in the afternoon when I was growing up, like in the
Tailspin and
exactly.
Okay,
so you have DuckTales, DuckTales 2. You have Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, sure. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers 2, Darkwing Duck, and Tailspin.
Okay,
and they're like the 8-bit games for Nintendo, and they released them on what's called the Disney Afternoon Collection because all those shows came on in the afternoon when you got out of school.
Oh, I remember. Yeah,
you'd watch them or whatever. So, I'll tell you one thing. When I've been playing these, this shit is harder than I remember it being.
Hell yeah.
I was playing.
It's old school.
So I went right to Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, and as soon as I turned it on, it's like the 8-bit.
Yeah.
And then the song comes on. I started singing the song to myself as I'm getting ready to load the game up and stuff. And my wife kind of looked at me like, you are such a nerd. I'm just kind of like, she's like laughing because I think she enjoys seeing me get giddy about stuff like that. But there's a small part of her like, what the fuck is your problem?
So, who did I marry?
Yeah, but so I got happy about that and instantly got reminded like how hard that game is because like you get like hit three times and you die.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like only maybe a few screens into the game and I die and it says game over. And it's like, and then at one point, I got really far in the level. I didn't get to the boss. I got far in the level. I died, and they took me back to the beginning of the entire game. And I was like, this is what I don't like or remember enjoying about these games. Like, man. So, yeah, it was fun to take a little stroll down memory lane and play that stuff. I even have those games on my Nintendo, but I don't ever bring my Nintendo out of the basement to play that stuff. But so it was fun to jam on that. And then Taylor and I were playing What Remains of Edith Finch.
I've heard good things about that.
It's good. If you haven't had a chance to play it, check it out. It's $20 on the PlayStation Network, on the store. Everyone's calling it a walking simulator, which I don't really like that phrase because it kind of gives it a negative connotation, I feel like. But you're basically exploring this old house, and you are a teenage girl going back to a home and kind of exploring your family's past and their past issues. Mm-hmm. So all these doors that are locked, there's books all over the house, and you basically just walk around looking at stuff, and there's a narration going as you're doing it. So as you're walking down the path to the house, you see like the words in the sky of her, what she's saying or thinking to herself out loud and stuff. And as you're opening like music boxes or looking holes and doors and stuff and peering into other rooms. You got to figure out how to get into the room and like, why did my mom lock this door? Why is this stuff the way it is? And you kind of go through this whole thing. It's like just telling this narrative. It's really good. Taylor finished it. My daughter, she's 15 and she loved it. And I watched her play it for a while before I come to the podcast today. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, so was it playable? Because I heard it was a little jittery at times. They didn't optimize it like they did for the PC.
I didn't see any issues. I played it
for a
little bit.
Although on the Pro, it's better.
Yeah, and that's what I have too. I played it for a little while, but then I kind of handed it off to her and just kind of watched her play. And she just took right to it and, you know, the story and everything. So it was really good from what I played and watched, and then she finished it while I was here, and I was like, Jesus, you knocked it out already? You started it when I left. So it's only a few hours long, obviously, but it's really good. If you get a chance, check it out. Support those indie games.
Well, just a warning for those that only have the standard PS4. I mean, a lot of people aren't going to upgrade to the PS4 Pro. I mean, why would you if you have a 4?
Mm-hmm.
Mine died. That was my reason for it. But if you have the regular PS4, it is the frame rates drop on that game a little bit. So just keep that in mind. It's not one of those games where you need your frame rates to be really high because you're not like in a shooter. So just keep in mind, though, that you may see some frame drop, but it shouldn't ruin your experience. You should still have a great time.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You just walk, like I said, you just walk around the house calmly at your own pace, looking at stuff. She says some things that she's thinking or looks at stuff. You can pick up papers and read different things, and you just kind of dig it into your past and the tragic things that have happened to people in your family and stuff. So check it out if you get a chance. That's what I've been up to and playing both of those games. I'll probably play some more Disney Afternoon Collection to my some more punishment. I'm a glutton, I guess. But if nobody else has anything else to add what they've been up to.
Well, I have one last thing.
Oh.
I went back to I went into my backlog because this last week I was like, oh, I gotta beat some stuff that I have, you know, walked away from because new stuff came out.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to Uncharted 4 and finally beat it.
There you go.
I was only 10 chapters in. There's 22 chapters in that game. It's really long. And
yeah.
I mean, it's an awesome game. And I ended up ramping back the difficulty a little bit to easier, but not the easiest, because I ran into a couple of places where I was just getting shot full of holes, and I was like, I was trying to plow through it really easily, you know, fast, not easily. I would have left it alone if I wasn't in a hurry, but I wanted to finish it before Friday, and so I beat it pretty quickly, and I loved it. Fantastic game. What a story. I love the way they tied it all together, at the, you know, tied everything
up at the end. I'm glad you finished it.
Yep. And then I went into Fallout 4, and I almost got to the end of it.
Wow. You're doing a better job at that game than I am. I haven't touched that game in months. I don't think I've touched it since, like, Resident Evil 7 came out back in January.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's been just collecting dust, and I look at it, it's like giving me the guilt trip. I walk past it once in a while, and it's like, hey, buddy.
Play me.
Don't you want to play me?
Oh, it was as much fun as I remember.
I'm sorry, I do, but I don't have time. You know what I mean? It's like, ah.
Well, I again stopped because Prey became available.
Right.
But that's it for me.
Yeah, so. Nice. Well, I'm glad you finished that game, because that game is great. And I go back to it every now and again, just pop it in and pick my favorite sequences and just play through them real quick, and then I'm done. You know, quick 15-minute, 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, cool. I got my fix for some more Uncharted. I'm done. So, yeah, it's a really good game, though. If you haven't played it, it's super cheap. I think you can find it everywhere for, like, around $20 right at this point in time, or used or something. So,
such an awesome game.
Yeah.
Hells yeah.
I haven't tried it yet, so.
Yeah. If you want to borrow 4, we both have it, so just let us know.
I still need it. I want to go back to the first 3.
Okay. Yeah. Check it out.
Eventually, they'll come in the mail.
For sure. Well, what do you guys think? Move on to some news real quick?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's move on to news. So there's been a lot of stuff going on per usual, mostly just announcements, I guess I would say. I saw that they were talking about Halo 6 is already being rumored.
Sweet.
They have not confirmed it that I'm aware of. I could be late to the party on this. Who knows? But I guess they're going to focus solely on Master Chief this time around and kind of go back to that. I know some of the players in the community haven't been too happy with the way multiplayer has been going, away from like what Halo 2 was. And so they want to tighten that back up, is what I'm hearing is the word on the streets, if I can say that. I don't know. So hopefully that is the case, because, I mean, it has been getting a little more crazier, if you will, in the recent iterations. So hopefully they'll go back to that. I mean, Master Chief is definitely the flagship guy, so why wouldn't you go back to him?
Right, yeah. Right.
So how do you guys feel about that? Would you guys be happy with Master Chief, Ateo, with just him?
It's I don't mind it. I like, and all in all, I love the Halo universe. I love everything, the whole storyline, the Halo Wars, ODST, going back in time, and the Halo, the Master, what's his name, Locke?
Lock, yeah.
Yeah, I like the whole story of all of them. Going back to Master Chief will be actually more interesting based on he is the most known guy. But Cortana is gone, though. So what are they going to do with Cortana? She's pretty much the bad guy now.
Well, she's not gone. She's corrupted. Her file is corrupted, she's breaking down.
She's not corrupted anymore. She has all the knowledge to... She pretty much became unknown. She has the she has the power of the Forerunners. Mm. So she is a Forerunner now. But by my knowledge, that's what I got from the Halo and Halo Wars 2.
Gotcha.
So she became a Forerunner, because she took all their technology and she became one with them.
Right. What a betrayal.
She took AIs with her.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's the battle going to be, Master Chief versus Cortana with Halo 6. So that's going to be an interesting battle.
Yeah, and they have history, so I guess we'll see how that plays out. But I don't know.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, definitely. How you guys feel about, did you guys ever get into Burnout back in the day, like Burnout Revenge?
Yes.
No?
Yeah, yeah.
I loved Burnout Revenge, because it was a game that wasn't even on my radar back then, but I got into it because of the crash mode.
Yeah,
you could
so
crash,
fun.
And you try to crash into more stuff to get more points and raise that
hilarious
multiplayer, the multiplier. Excuse me. So this game called Danger Zone is coming out. It's going to be a Burnout style game, basically taking the crash mode from Burnout Revenge and just making that into a game just by itself.
It's the same guys, right?
I think it's some of the same guys.
Some of them, yeah.
From back then.
What was it, Criterion or?
I don't know.
I think that might have been the name of the studio.
Maybe. I have to do some digging on that to find out for sure. But I guess it's only going to be on PC, PS4. I'm not sure if it's going to be on Xbox One or not. I can't remember for sure, but I would assume so. But yeah, it's going to be just a small, very small game. And yeah, it's going to be just the crash mode on that. So check that out. Keep an eye out for that coming up soon, hopefully. That'll be out sooner than later, obviously.
Do you guys recall if Burnout had customization besides paint?
I want to say no. It didn't have deep customization.
Because if they bring back Burnout and they did like customizations, like customize your car, that would be legit.
I don't know how well that would like work that. Necessarily, since all you're doing is tearing the car up anyway. Yeah, like, you're just crashing it and stuff.
Fix up your car your own way and then just crash it.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Customization's never a bad thing. No, people like to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People like to
make my own car.
Decorate
and
their
just
right, do their own thing.
Crash it.
Yeah. That could be pretty cool. Let's see.
It was Criterion.
Yeah, you can just tell them. Sorry.
It was Criterion Games that made the Burnout series.
Okay, perfect. Cool. So keep an eye out for that. Other than that, I'm kind of keeping things moving so we can move through some of this stuff. This will be something Noah probably is already aware of. Marvel Heroes Omega. They're about to reset and wipe the closed beta progress. Yep. So be aware of that because open beta is coming, apparently. Do you know when that's going
to
be starting?
Not exactly, but I've been prepared for the wipe to come. I've kind of stopped playing because it's almost a deterrent, you know, because it's like, well, I mean, other than seeing what you know, the levels are, it's like I might as well just wait, you know, and
exactly
not have to do all my progress over again.
But. Like why keep jamming on it? And like, and that's the only thing about betas and demos that drive me crazy. I enjoy them, obviously. I want to be in them, and I'm sure you're the same way, Joel and Jose. But it's like that whole like just get all these levels and they're gonna wipe it all away. I gotta start over again.
Yeah. You know? They did that with the early access games on the Xbox as well.
They did that for Forza. I was kind of disappointed with that.
Every now and again, they'll let you carry some stuff or some things over, depending on what kind of game it is. But they don't want to give anybody the upper hand, obviously, on a shooter or anything.
And
like that.
And you do, in one way or another, tend to get a reward of something, even if it's just a cosmetic thing some for skins. Like your logo or a skin or something like that, right? For participating in the beta,
Founders,
which is always fun. Founders, right?
Thing or some sort.
And with this one, in order to get into the closed beta, you had to buy one of the Founders packs, and obviously, you don't lose that money, and you still get you know that towards the full game.
Don't you get a refund on that?
No, I mean you just you get your whatever you spent your things on you. Get in currency to spend on the game when it's open.
Yeah. Okay, so I was hearing about that, and I probably heard wrong.
That would be some bad press to do something like that.
Yeah.
Like you pay for that.
It's like pay for a game, and then you get your money back when it's over.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
What?
There's no loss.
Or you
that,
just lose it in general.
I probably misheard it. So.
No. You're fine. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, that would suck though if you put all that money into it and then just rolled it into nothing. Like, thanks for your money.
Here's your money back.
You basically pay to try a demo, and you don't get to keep it. So whatever. Yeah. They were saying also here there's new features coming for the for Breath of the Wild. The DLC release is coming. I'm not sure when that's dropping exactly. I know that with the DLC though, you'll get a Korok's mask, so you can find those seeds easier. I'm not sure. I mean, none of us are really playing that right now, which is a damn shame because the game is amazing. It's beautiful. Anybody that's playing Zelda Breath of the Wild, you know what I'm talking about. That game is awesome. You could play that game forever and not find everything in that damn thing, or at least it would take you forever to do so, I guess. But they're also adding, there's going to be an ability for you to see where you've been. So like you're going to see like your foot, you can see your footprints for up to 200 hours of past gameplay to see where all you've been, which I think could be a good or bad thing, I guess, since that game is so huge and you get so distracted because some people that I know are playing it, they're just wandering around wherever and just kind of seeing what they find. With no real goal in mind, and just having fun with it. So
sounds like Skyrim.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
end up doing nothing.
Yep. And there's also going to be a Trial of the Sword, which is going to be like a 45 room dungeon challenge with no weapon. You start off with no weapons and armor to start off with, and you just kind of work your way through that.
Oh wow!
If you do reach the end, you get a permanently charged Master Sword. So that seems pretty cool. The Master Sword is one of the best swords in the game, if not the best sword in the game. I can't remember for sure if that's the case, but I would assume it is.
Sweet.
And it'll also include a hard mode, which is, why are you charging people for hard mode?
Because they can,
I guess.
I don't know. For a lack of better things to say, I think it's stupid.
That is, that is awfully that is strange.
It's like, come on, man, just make hard mode like something that's available to
everybody.
Like, why make that locked behind like a paid DLC door?
There's probably an extra extra perk after you pass it.
Yeah, because the DLC itself is only going to be $20, which is nice. That's going to be this DLC coming and then future DLC later this year, which is like more story stuff. So, yeah, just something to kind of keep in mind. And then there's also going to be a travel medallion to let you, that you can find that they will put in the world for you, that you will allow you to fast travel anywhere in the world and not just have to go to towers only. And then you'll get some new themed equipment. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for that.
Well, they've done that on some games for the PlayStation and the Xbox, you know, the current generation. There have been a few companies that have charged for, like, hard mode. And, boy, there was a huge outcry from the public. So they've changed their policies, and I haven't seen it done since.
Yeah.
I've seen those type of updates for free
recently. I don't understand why you would do that. But, yeah, I guess they have their reasons, whatever. Don't buy it, I guess.
More money.
You don't like it.
Yeah.
You always have a choice. Your money stays in your pocket if you want. You choose.
That's true.
So, and speaking of money staying in your pocket, I think on this one, my money probably stay in my pocket since I already have a DS. But Nintendo announced that the new 2DS will not have the 3D on it anymore since people aren't really using the 3D. It's not really that popular. It wasn't to begin with, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
I agree. It was pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
it was cool, but I kind of think the same with like the 3D TVs. I mean, they're super cool, but I just don't feel like they got as popular as obviously 4K or you know whatever is.
But on the handheld, you didn't even have to have glasses. You just had to hold it at the right angle, and you could see stuff popping off the screen. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It was nice having the option, I would say. But if they put it on future systems, it was fine. But I think they were probably spending more money to put that feature in there and producing each one, and they probably saved millions of dollars, if not more than that, taking it out probably when they were producing these. So so they're making just the 2DS. It's new, sleek design. It's going to be, I think, $150. Looks like the 3DS with just no 3D, basically. I think the color for the U.S. to start off with is going to be a black with blue trim. And then I think Japan has a white with gold trim, if I'm not mistaken. But there'll be other variations, so that's popping up. And then one last thing is E3 is only 6 weeks away.
Excitement.
I wish I could go. I registered to go, and I'm not going. Nice.
Why'd you why?
Just in case I had the ability to go to it.
When is it?
Huh? It's in June.
June.
I can't remember the exact date. You caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting
it. If it was in July, I'll be there.
No, you'll be there late, and the convention center will be empty.
I'll probably be in Comic-Con.
Okay. I have a quick piece of news, too, once you're done with that. For those that played the first two and loved them and thought that they were done with and gone, there's a new Darksiders coming out, Darksiders 3. Basically, THQ went bankrupt and Vigil fell apart because they were basically making the games for THQ as their publisher. So the majority of the people that were working on those first two games, Darksiders 1 and 2, are actually working on the new one. And you'll play as Fury, as a woman horseman of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a traditionalist, and you're like, oh, wait, Fury? That's not one of the horsemen. Well, it's a different lore. So if you read the comics, you'll see that it's war, death, strife, and Fury are the four horsemen. And it's just a whole different take on the apocalypse. So don't get your panties in a twist or whatever if this kind of thing bothers you. It's, you know, it is what it is, and just enjoy it.
There it is.
Looks great.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I enjoyed Darksiders, too. I think you were the one that put me up on that game a while back. You were like, hey, this game, Darksiders, is out. I think the first one I passed on it. I was playing other stuff, and the second one, I was like, okay, let's see what Joel's talking about. And it was good. It reminds you of Zelda.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda or something like that, where you're roaming around and fighting these dungeons and getting opening chests and things like that. And it's really fun, actually. So if you get a chance, check it out. And I think they're separate games for the most part. There is a lore that ties it all together, but you don't have to play the previous ones to play the newer ones. So
you'll be fighting the Seven Deadly Sins.
Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, so good stuff.
Well, and it's funny because I think Sloth is actually a giant, a really fat, grotesque bug that's being carried around by small bugs or smaller bugs because it's, you know, it's slothful, it's lazy.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, keep our eyes out for that. What's the release on that? Is that
coming we up have soon no, you know, some people are hoping for this year, but I would say probably later in 2018.
Okay.
Because I think it was released. This information was released on accident because there was a leak.
Yeah.
It could have been an intentional leak, but it's possible that it was because there have been a lot of those intentional leaks this year, it seems. But this one I think may have been accidentally leaked by somebody, and then they came out and said, "Yep, we're definitely working
yeah,
on it."
They just owned it, and wouldn't be the first time.
Maybe they were going to talk about it at E3 anyway.
Yeah,
because apparently it's playable currently, at least some stages, and the level design is more like Swiss cheese in that you could be several levels down and see, like, up through caverns and stuff, there'll be, like, holes in the sky or something. You can see something way above, like some city.
How can I get there?
Escapes. And you, and it's actually from the game. It's not just pictures in the background or drawings, and you'll be able to reach those areas at some point.
Okay, so, so kind of little you can hints see, of where you can go and stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty sweet.
Huh. Hey, Armando, I'm interested. All the way up.
Oh, man. Yeah, you had a Fat Joe reference.
I was bumping that song yesterday all day.
Yeah, that's my favorite. One of my favorite lines is said to Taylor. Well, I forgot what it says. If you ask me, if you ask me where I live, just point up to the hills and say,
I'm all the way up.
Go all the way up. Yeah. Yeah, you're funny for bringing that up. Well, let's talk about our main topic. We need to talk about these our top five favorite fighting games of all time. Let's do it. So I figured we'd have a little bit of controversy with this topic. I mean, it's not top games of all time. It's just our personal top five games that maybe we have some affinity towards because, you know, we grew up playing that game or played a lot with our friends or maybe just the one that gave us the most enjoyment, period. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about those. Maybe do a little bit of round table, go around, and we all say, like, our fifth one, fourth, so on, and just kind of work our way up to, to our number one spot. And feel free to make fun of each other along the way because some of you guys are going to pick some stupid shit. I know it. I'm looking at you.
I know you are.
I'm looking right at you.
Jerk.
But no, I mean, I don't want to knock anybody's stuff, but you know, it is what it is. You like what you like. So to start us off, Noah, my man.
Yeah.
What's your fifth? What's your number five fighting game?
My number five, I kind of pulled from wherever. Anyway, it's Super Mario Brothers 3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I spent hours and hours and hours fighting my brother. If you know, that was the one where if you played Mario and Luigi, you could go around the map and you know, you went to the different levels and you could play a mini character. And if you went to the same spot your partner
battle.
Was on, you would battle, right.
Uh-huh.
And we would just battle. And it was so much fun. So it's not really a fighting game, but I had to struggle to come up with like a fifth one I liked that much. And I kind of thought back to, you know, what did I play my childhood? And I was like, well, it's not really a fighting game, but we sure fought playing that game. Yeah. So that's my number five.
I thought you were going to be like, you fought like in real life.
Yeah.
You
got well, that probably happened too. Like, yeah.
Like swinging now, throw chops. Like,
yeah. Mom yells, to your rooms.
Yeah.
We are in our rooms.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And just to bring the caveat too, the whole purpose of this, too, is because Injustice 2 is around the corner, which is, like, on May 16th.
Yep.
And then also because Tekken 7 is, like, right the week after that, I believe. And so we're kind of gearing up for our love for fighting games and those two big releases coming up. And so, yeah, that's why we're doing this as well. But, Jose, you're number five, my friend.
My first five, top five.
Yeah, you're number five.
My number five was Mortal Kombat.
Okay, which one?
For the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Since
just like the first one or the second one?
I think it was the first one.
Okay, nice.
It was a nostalgia moment because it was the first ever fighting game I ever had. And I was always fighting with my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Not fighting in real life and with the game. it was just fighting one versus one and trying to get the combos and trying to get the fatalities on it, and it was just an all-out fun game. I remember playing it every day after school until one day my mom just freaking got mad at me and just threw the Nintendo out the window.
Oh wow, that sucks.
And
how did she feel about the blood? Like, because that was one of the first fighting games that got like political issues with, you know, them drawing attention.
Your children,
like,
were going to kill each other if
exactly
they played this game. Yeah,
you got to rip each other's heads off literally, or tear each other's hearts out and stuff.
Yeah. You know? Well, spine is coming out.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
How old was I? I was like 12.
Yeah.
I think.
Did she even notice or care? Was your mom the kind of person that would like check out your games?
She didn't really care as long as I wasn't doing that shit in real life.
Right.
As I was probably fighting in real life, but not like freaking
killing anyone.
I sort of feel like the Mortal Kombat franchise was out a little bit longer at his age than like maybe our parents were like when it first came out, and you know.
Right. I don't want to say my mom was like a bad parent or anything like that, but I don't think she really like paid super close attention to everything I did as far as playing video games. Part of it maybe just was me because I didn't exude any kind of like, I'm a crazy kid. Yeah. I'm going to do all this stupid shit, you know.
Hurting little animals.
Yeah. Like, I was a good kid, so she really didn't like bother me with a lot of that stuff. And
we definitely were not allowed to have Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. She didn't buy it for me, but I would play it at friends' houses. She wasn't going to stop me necessarily, but yeah, it was fine. I think she's more concerned with me doing wrestling moves on my sister and breaking her neck than me. than me ripping somebody's head off playing Mortal Kombat.
Dude, you know chokes what I mean? Them.
Well, yeah, because you'd always try to do the wrestling moves on your younger brother or siblings or cousins and stuff, like, you know, choke slams on the bed and break a bed or something like that. I mean, I did that stuff and got in more trouble than anything. But
boys will be boys.
Yeah, but yeah. Joel, you're number five. Sorry, I went on a tangent there for a second.
Super Street Fighter 4.
Ooh, okay. Why that one? That was just a fun one you enjoyed playing as Cammy or in different characters on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not my top one, but it's in the top five. I just like the way they kind of went 3D with that one, and it was I like the art style.
It's more stylized.
It was more stylish, and the fighting was fun. But as I mentioned, it was my least favorite out of the top five I picked. So yeah, it was fun playing as Cammy, and there were like 36 characters available, and two of those were like brand new. I think Yuri and Hakan or something, but
nice.
But I don't know. I had fun with it, playing with my kids, getting my ass kicked because they were usually better than me.
Right. Yeah, no, that was a good one for sure.
Yeah, I loved the Street. It did make Street Fighter did make my top five list, but I debated because that was a great
put as an honorable mention.
Honorable mention. That sure was a fun series. And let's give a special shout out to that movie. Yeah. Raul Julia, M. Bison, Kylie Minogue is Cammy.
Oh God!
Ming-Na Wen is Chun-Li, and Van Damme is Guile. Yeah,
the movie is so terrible.
That was terrible.
If you want to have a good
terribly laugh, fun.
If you want to have a good laugh about that movie, listen to the podcast called "How Did This Get Made" with Paul Scheer. He's from like The League and some other movies and stuff. Him, Jason Mantzoukas, and June Diane Raphael, which is Paul Scheer's wife, they make fun of movies, and they make fun of that one on one of their podcasts.
Ooh, they tear that up.
They dig into it real hard, and you'll be sitting there at work or in the car laughing your ass off. It was so good, but yeah, that's a good, fun, old, crappy movie.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of funny, but I mean, it was kind of fun to watch, but it was a real crappy movie.
Yeah. I mean, it holds a special place in my heart, like the Masters of the Universe movie. Right. You know what I mean? It's terrible, but it's I can watch it any time. You know, yeah.
It's definitely from a time before they knew how to make superhero cartoon. I mean, superhero / video game movies and stuff like that. Yeah. So, check it out. I guess whatever. my number five is going to be Tekken Tag Tournament 2. I love Tekken games. Growing up, I played probably that series more than any other one, with a close second of like, you know, Street Fighter and whatnot. But that one was awesome because they blew out the roster so big, and you could tag finally. And so me, with my I think it was on PS2, I had it, one of those. I had the splitter, and I had extra controllers, so I get a couple of buddies over, and then we would literally have four versus four, and you could tag other people, you know, and your buddy would always forget to tag you, like, dude, tag me, your energy's low, and he's like, oh my god, I'm gonna get him one more hit, and then he dies. It's like, I had a full bar, man, and you'd argue with your buddies because they didn't tag you and stuff, and it's just fun to pick two of your favorite characters, because how often were you looking at the roster like, okay, I don't know who I want to pick. If you could pick two,
that was a bug, because they did blow out the roster.
Yeah.
So many people to choose from.
It was
so
ridiculous.
So much fun. Yeah, we spent a lot of time up in the bedroom playing that.
I loved it. So yeah, that's my number five. I'll keep my synopsis on that short. What's your four?
My number four, I went with Mortal Kombat specifically. I probably picked Mortal Kombat 9 over 10, just because I like all the classic characters it included. I like the girl fighters, so I liked the Jade and Sindel, and some of them were in it. And 10 was great and a lot of fun or whatever, but they introduced a lot of new characters, and so I kind of dug 9 for the nostalgic sake of it.
Nice. 9 wasn't bad at all. Sometimes some of those run together for me where I can't remember.
I had to kind of look up and double check which. Right.
A couple of them stand out a lot more. Like 10 stood out a lot. 9
because 10 was just the very last one, correct?
Exactly. Okay, was one where they brought in like the. God, what's his name from Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh, right, yeah.
Jason Voorhees, them guys. Predator was in there, you know. So, Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Jose, what's your number four?
Number four, I'm going to go with J-Stars Versus.
J-Star Versus. What's
this? I
don't
know that one.
It's a exclusive PlayStation, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3 fighting game. It's pretty much Japanese style, mostly anime.
Okay.
Characters.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's like a it's a Smash Bros type of game. Like,
okay.
Just all main anime characters. Like it has Goku, Ichigo from Bleach, Naruto. It was just an all out brawl.
That's a cool premise, though. I mean, because there are so many iconic anime characters that you could make blow out a nice fighting series with that. I don't know why they don't.
Does that
still continue?
What?
Like, do they put newer versions of that out ever?
It's fairly new, and it's within the last couple of years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's done the last couple of years here, released on 2000.
But it's not like an actual series where they've made multiples of these.
It's no,
just
no,
one
no.
Off?
It just came
not
out.
Yet.
One-off.
Just a one-off, okay.
Yeah, so they just released one. I'm not sure if they're going to be releasing any more, but I didn't. The reason it's still like top four is I didn't play much of it because at that time I didn't have a PS4.
Gotcha.
Now I do, so I'm be getting it now. But yeah, I played it once a couple of times and I really enjoyed it because it has a lot of my favorite anime characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be getting it, playing it if you guys want to play it.
Okay.
I saw it in the store and I was kind of interested in what is this exactly? I mean, I knew it was a fighting game, but wasn't sure.
It's an anime version of Smash Bros. So
okay. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. I'll check it out. Joel, what do you got?
Number four,
mm-hmm.
Tekken 3.
That's a good classic one.
Why is it so damn low on your list?
Heathen.
Well, and what about three?
It was higher up.
Right, right. No, I'm just giving you crap, man.
But then I switched it with another one that I had more fun with. But
okay.
I don't know, Tekken 3. It was like one of the first fighting games that really emphasized the third axis, you know, sidestepping and stuff like that. So it kind of added an extra dimension to the fighting games, and I really like that aspect of it. That was really cool.
It was my number one, actually. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there because, I love that game. I spent hours and hours playing that after school with my friends when I was in high school.
Nice.
When it came out, I loved the fact I usually used Law a lot.
Yeah.
He was like basically Bruce Lee.
I like that character.
And I'd do the grabs where you grab and pull him in, you elbow him in the stomach, and then you hit him in the face with the back of your hand. They go sliding back. Yeah, like,
and you're cussing at you while you do it.
When I realized that they took a lot of those his grabs from the movie Game of Death, when he has the yellow jumpsuit on, going up the stairs, he fights Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, all that stuff.
Yeah,
there's a couple of grabs where he like grabs the guy, side grabs him, opens their legs up while they're on the ground, and punches him in the crotch. And he does that in the game. Because I was like, oh my God, they took all these moves from them. When I realized that, I geeked out over it. So,
Now that you mention it, I mean, I've seen those movies lots of times.
Yeah.
But now that you mention it, you're right.
They took all those. The grabs, the hits, all that stuff.
And he makes the same sounds that Bruce Lee made. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is Bruce Lee. I mean, when they added that, when I realized you could push the start button and you get the yellow jumpsuit, I was like, holy shit. That's the suit from the movie. But yeah, that's awesome. So that's my number one. So yeah, but
sweet.
For my number four, I have Marvel versus Capcom 3. I thought that roster was amazing. My top three people, because you could pick up to three characters to fight against and tag them in and out.
Yes.
I always picked Deadpool, Dante, and Chun-Li were my three, and I would kick some mad ass with that. So yeah, come see me.
Uh-huh. I'll get at you on that one.
I'll download it just for you, man. It's like $20 in the store.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I'll get that right now.
Yeah, we can get it on PS4. We can jam.
I'm down for that.
Okay, let's do it. What's your number three?
Injustice 1.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that it had more that kept me playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Injustice 2 is going to with the gear upgrade and all. I mean, that's going to keep it fresh and keep me playing for a long time.
Sure.
Otherwise, it just is at three instead of higher, given how big of a DC fan I am. Also because, it's obviously based on I don't want to say based on, but it has the same similar movesets that Mortal Kombat does. Is obviously they're made by the same, studio or whatever. And it takes me longer to, quote unquote, get good at that mm-hmm. than other fighting games, which we'll get to. So that's my number three.
Okay. No, I definitely dig that one. I thought it would be higher on the list for you. Yep. I was assuming it would be like your number one or two.
Right. I figured. Now, Injustice 2, if you were to ask me this question, you know, in 6 months from now.
Oh, we will be asking the
I'm
question.
Sure, right? Yeah.
I'm really curious what your two and one is now. So, okay. Jose, you're number three, my man.
Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Okay. There it is.
Yep.
Close enough. Okay, we'll definitely be talking on the sticks.
Yeah.
We'll see what's up.
I've never played those, but I was curious about them.
Don't tell me that shit.
It is enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
Just turned ghetto on Joel and said, "What you say, sucker? You ain't playing." Yeah, they're so fun, man. And the 3 was cool because they stylized the art of it a little more, where they had like the chunky black outlines to each character, so they look almost like popped out characters from like off a comic book page in a way,
right?
Mm-hmm. And so really 3D in that way, but in a 2D style. So I don't know if that made sense. What I just said, but yeah,
getting points, you could like play the story. There was like a story to it as well. You could unlock,
convoluted story, but story nonetheless.
You could get points and you can unlock characters and skins pretty much off. Yeah. It was just a really enjoyable game. I played it so many times.
Yeah, I didn't know you liked that game. Okay, well, we're playing for sure.
I was playing that game.
Download that. What's your? That was your 3, right?
It's Soul Calibur.
Okay,
which one?
3? 4.
Okay. Good one.
It was a toss up between 3 and 4 because that one 3 was the one that got me into the series.
Mm-hmm.
But 4. 4, you could play as Yoda and...
Yeah, that was
okay,
the
I remember
one.
That. Invader?
On the cover.
And Vader.
Because on one cover was Yoda, on one other cover was Vader, and then it was going against, like, Kalik or one of those guys. I think on the
Xbox, you could play as Vader, or was it on the
I'm
PlayStation?
I'm pretty sure that the PlayStation was Vader, because I had, I had it.
Yeah, and you could play on Yoda on the Xbox, I had on the Xbox 360.
Because of the green lightsaber plus the green, because Xbox and all that crap.
Yeah, and I played as Yoda. I mean, I played as lots of different characters, and I played against, my kids a lot. Sometimes I beat them. Most of the time, they were beating me.
Yeah.
But then once I played long enough and I started unlocking, figuring out all the move sets and everything, then I could win more. But I don't know. I just had a lot of fun playing those with my kids when they were growing up. So.
Nice. No, that's a good one. I like that for sure.
I also like some of the characters. I see them still. Like cosplaying some of the characters from
Ivy
that
is,
series.
Of course, like the most popular.
Right.
Yeah, that sexy girl to cosplay as.
And, that one in Tiro was her name?
It took me a while to master Ivy. I usually picked her
because of the whip. I mean, that was so cool,
With the long bow staff. I usually used him a lot because it can keep people away from me.
There was one with a circle sword. It was like a whole circle.
I was going to say, there's a girl. Tira, I used to like with a, I can't remember. It almost like she had a hula hoop on her back.
Yeah, okay. She'd swing it around.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat.
Nice. Okay. Cool. I like Soul Calibur. I played a lot of Soul Calibur 2 in the arcade back in the day. But my number 3, I'm gonna go with Mortal Kombat 10X.
MKX.
Yeah.
Cool.
I enjoyed that. I loved the DLC characters. I loved how it was a similar moveset to Injustice and an extension of the Mortal Kombat versus DC. A game from before that, so I don't know. They've got a formula now that's really nice, and I enjoy it every time they bring a new Mortal Kombat out. So that'd be my number 3 for sure. I enjoy that game a lot.
I liked how they added the succession of the children in it. I thought that was kind of cool.
Some
people were like, "Oh, that late blah blah blah." I was like, "Oh, I think that's kind of cool." You know, we're progressing in time, and they've got kids, and their kids are fighters.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Nice. What do you got for number 2?
Okay, so my number 2 is Tekken 6.
Ooh, I like it.
Yep, and obviously, Tekken 2 was when I kind of first started playing Tekken, and it's just, in my opinion, almost gotten better and better with each iteration. I was a little disappointed with 4 because they cut the cast in like half, it seemed like. There was only like just a handful of players, but 6 had all the classic characters I liked, plus a bunch of new characters, plus... next gen graphics and Tekken's awesome. I mean, the only reason Tekken's not number 1 is because I struggle with those giant chain moves.
Juggles.
I mean, I can do some random juggling, but like when you look at their move list, there's just like these 10 hit combos and stuff like that, and I try, but I just cannot do it. So.
Tekken's my favorite fighting series of all time, and I can't. I don't say can't. I've never fully mastered those long combos, even to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I love Tekken.
Well, that's reassuring knowing that I won't have to deal with that when I play when it comes out. So.
I might have to pull some new tricks
we'll
out
have to learn
for you.
Them, though. Right, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what we can pull out of the hat. What you got for number 2, Jose?
Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash Bros. Bro or bra?
Bra.
Or bra?
Bra.
Bro or
bra?
Bra.
Bra?
Bra.
Bra.
Bra. Okay. Bra. Nice. That's one I would go with as well.
Such good
I mean,
game.
What more do you need to say about it? It's Super Smash Bros. Yeah. You know, get some. It's good.
Get at it.
Yeah, nice. Okay, well, we'll keep that short and sweet then. Joel, number two.
Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Okay, yep.
I didn't have it on the prior systems, but they had released a version of it on the PS4.
Yep.
And they even released it for free.
And all the DLC, too, because it was the enhanced or definitive edition or whatever. And that's my number
for
two
the
as
PS
well.
Plus,
so I downloaded it, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Just love the way that you could play the different heroes and different heroes in the DC universe, and the finishing moves ended up being like superpower related stuff, but kind of something out of that what do you call it, the Mortal Kombat universe, obviously, because they're quite brutal.
I
enjoyed playing through it as Joker, actually, and some of the different characters.
Awesome. It's my number two as well. So I'll just tie in with you and we can move on to our number ones. I enjoyed it a lot because it was like they finally realized how they could do these superpowers and stuff and make it like really cool on a level where it's like, oh my, like awesome. Superman punches a guy into space.
Right.
And then uses his like, and then, come on.
It's so cool.
The Flash runs around the planet and just socks a guy in the mouth.
Didn't Zod punch you to the moon or through the moon or
something like that?
Yeah.
It was just cool seeing that stuff realized on a game. Like you could make it happen, not just watch it happen on TV on a cartoon or a TV show. And just see it like,
and
you
it was
can initiate
way over
it.
The top,
and they made it easy to do. Like unlike Mortal Kombat in years past, you had to like figure out what the fatalities were.
Left, right, left, up, down.
You had to be so far away. You had to be mid,
right,
far, close.
Yeah,
and they just simplified that whole thing and made it so like, oh, just hit these two trigger buttons, done. And as long as they were close enough for you to grab them or do their hit,
and staggered,
you got them.
Yeah,
sweet.
So yeah. Awesome game. I can't wait for it. Injustice 2 is probably going to be my number one.
Probably, but
we'll revise that later. What's your number one?
Well, maybe for me, because my number one is without a doubt Dead or Alive 5 Last Round.
How'd I know?
How'd you know? Yep. So
no surprise.
Oh, man.
Each video game series does what they can to set themselves apart. Mortal Kombat obviously went with the blood. Dead or Alive obviously went with the TNA. Yeah. But that notwithstanding at all. Okay, I love the fan service. We all know I like the volleyball game. That's fun. But it consists of the four buttons: punch, kick, grab, and block, and or counter. You know what I mean? Its countering system was really, because from there you could do high, mid, and low. Mm-hmm. And every move by every character could be countered by the other character. And so there's just something about this giant round robin of a rock paper scissors type gameplay that I think I just. Is really easy to grasp and really easy and fun and challenging to play, because when you pull off a counter move on something, it's just epic. It's beautiful.
That game makes me think of before I got onto the Xbox train, because I was pretty much more PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and I had Nintendo systems, of course, but I never had an Xbox. And I remember with the big chunky first Xbox, my buddy had it, and I'll go to his house and he'd had volleyball.
Yeah.
He had Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
And he had Halo.
Yeah.
That's all you needed. Yep. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah, that's all we played in the day too, right? Exactly.
I think me being a geek too, I was so geeked about the fact that he could put CDs in there and then listen to his own music while he's playing certain games.
Yeah.
And I was like, why can't I do that on a PlayStation?
Yeah.
Or something?
You can make your own soundtrack.
Yeah. I thought that was
DRM.
Super cool.
Yeah, they want you to have that in there all the
right.
time.
So I love that. So
it's cool.
Good pick. Not on my list. Definitely an honorable mention for me.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that because I enjoyed the Dead or Alive games.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because I'd play volleyball and put my own music on. And it'd be like, DMX is like, Dick's going to give it to you. And they're like jumping around. And their boobs are shaking.
Yeah. Yeah, their boobs were animated and had minds of their own. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
When you could set the age
so stupid.
On the characters. And if you bumped their age up to 99, that was max jiggle.
Yeah.
Like the fighting and stuff.
I don't think I ever adjusted it.
Oh, yeah, they just were ridiculous.
They moved on their own, separate from each other.
Yeah.
So stupid. So ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I've never done it, but I've heard about it.
But that brings attention to the game, but I mean? So they do what they can to get their press.
No judgment.
In fact, they didn't even release the last volleyball game in the West here yet. You had to get it from... Yeah.
Nope. Well, I heard it wasn't that good compared to the
It lacked some, you know, key things, but I obviously put hundreds of hours in it. So well, over 100, I won't say hundreds, but okay, let's move on.
Yeah. 100 hours. I put 500 hours into this.
Just, you know.
Jesus.
Okay, let's change the subject now,
all
please.
Right, what do you got for your number one?
I couldn't decide, so I had to do the whole Dragon Ball Z series.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I saw that coming.
Who didn't? I know. Yeah. Come on, man.
It's all good. I mean, we like what we like. That's the whole point of this, you know.
It's just an amazing fighting game.
I didn't know if you were going to put Dragon Ball at number one or some kind of anime situation.
It was either that or Naruto, but I didn't play Naruto as much.
Okay.
But I have the whole, Dragon Ball Z Raging Blast, so the Tenkaichi Budokai.
Xenoverse and Xenoverse 2.
I don't consider Xenoverse as a multiplayer fighting one because...
Is it not?
No, not really.
Okay, well, fair enough.
I don't consider, but...
You say Hentai Budokai?
Yeah.
Kind of.
All right, moving on then from that. Joel, what's your number one? We're just about at time.
My number one, Mortal Kombat. That was the first game like that I've ever played. Mm-hmm. And I played it when it originally was out in 92, and
the
I was an adult.
One?
Yeah, okay. I was an adult.
Just Mortal Kombat, yeah.
Well,
MK1.
Legally an adult, maybe not mentally, but... and, you know, the original one, and of course I've played others. My favorite probably is Mortal Kombat 10 out of the series. But
it's a good one.
Just, I love the way that they integrated the story and made it much more, I don't know, they just integrated everything so much better over the years. Mm-hmm. It's more interactive, it feels like.
Boone knows what he's doing, man. You know, he's I can't remember if he's the creative director or what he does on that, but he's one of the main guys that helped bring that.
He's the supreme overlord.
I like how they.
I like that.
I like how they modernized it and kind of made it more open.
Yeah.
You know, and giving you so many different characters now, it's just. It's awesome.
It's cool.
But I did the original ones, tearing people's heads off, and my mom wouldn't have cared, even if I was a kid, because. Yeah. You know, as long as I wasn't actually hurting anyone.
Right. Okay. Cool. It seems like, wait, did you put that on your list too, Mortal Kombat 1?
Not one. I put 9.
9. Okay. Yeah. So all of us had at least one Mortal Kombat on there, which is kind of like, you know, the par for the course. Mortal Kombat's done a lot for the...
Jose, I think, had one
for gaming
two.
Over the years. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Nice. Because I had 10, you had 9, you both had 1. So, yeah. Cool. My last one that I already told you was Tekken 3. You know, I already went on my soapbox about how awesome that game is, so I won't go into that. Awesome, guys. Well, we pretty much all landed where I thought we would on most of that stuff. I was more surprised by Noah not putting Injustice at number one.
Yeah.
But then again, I should have known Dead or Alive. But it could have been a change for you, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, Tekken and Injustice were the ones that could. Dead or Alive was far and away. I knew it was going to be number one when I first got your text. I was like, oh, I know that.
See, I didn't realize, maybe we talked about it before, but I didn't realize you were such a big Tekken guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know many people that are like super hardcore Tekken. Most people I know are either Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, typically.
Right, yep.
So
definitely Tekken.
Well, the new one will have some VR, but it's just kind of thrown in there.
Yeah.
I was looking at that too.
Okay. I think it's gonna be like more spectator stuff, so you can like see the fight at different angles.
And there's customization. And I guess you can fully check out your character in a full
if you lean towards them, you get closer to them. But you can actually still fight while wearing the helmet.
Yeah.
So, but it's like you're there.
Yeah. Instead, okay, cool. Interesting.
Instead of farther away,
you're
from
in the crowds.
Yeah. You're kind of.
Honestly, if that ends up working well, it may be enough to
add more
to
DLC.
Motivate me to buy
a
VR. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I mean, that could be the game that pushes me, you know, to actually do it. We'll see.
Why not?
If people like it enough, they'll add it as DLC. You know, they'll add more modes as DLC for the VR too. They said, but
yeah, I'm down for it as long as they keep making meaningful stuff for VR, which I'm sure they will. It's only been a year since it's been not even a year actually. It'd be a year this fall since it's been out. So I mean, we're still in the fledgling. Phase, you know, first beginning of this whole thing, so I think it's going to get blown out nicely in over the next couple of years. As long as the people and so developers and publishers keep supporting the hardware, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, we got a FPS coming up soon.
Yeah,
this month for that.
Yeah, so we'll definitely check that out and see where we're at on that and keep an eye on things, but. Yeah, we are over time by a little bit, but hey, when you're having a good conversation with good friends, I mean, that's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
You don't sound convinced.
It happens.
Yeah. It happens.
Jose's a shit friend.
It's been known to happen.
Shut up.
Apparently.
when Jose's hanging out with his friends, he's got one eye on the clock. Oh, got to go, guys.
I have somewhere to be in a minute.
I got to be not here, you guys. Come on.
I got to get home and wash.
and clothes and stuff. Anywho. That's how you sound, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in closing, as usual, guys, check us out at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you want to reach out to us and ask us any questions that you want to have us talk about on the show, or just give us a shout out or something like that. We're happy to take any suggestions for topics and things of that nature and talk about on the show. Or if you have questions, we'll ask your question on the show in an email segment that we like to do once in a while. So we'll do that. Otherwise, please support us if you can, and check us out on patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can gain access to bonus content, such as our 30-minute bonus show, Final Round, where we further discuss games and other topics that we love about the industry and games that are out there. So check that out, please. As always, please subscribe, rate, and review. I can't stress it enough how much it helps us climb the charts on iTunes. And other podcast apps. That way, other listeners like yourself can find us easily and be able to listen to us too. So we definitely appreciate that support. It's more important than you think. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. Otherwise, check out our other shows on our network, Nerd Church Radio, where they talk about DC characters and comic books. They do a great job on that show. Noah's on there as well, leading the charge, along with Ben and Ariel that are on our other shows too. So check them out. And there's a whole slew of great guys on that show talking about the different comics that are coming out. DC Rebirth has been big lately, so check them out. Please do so. Otherwise, Indie Comic Ninja, I'm on that show with Dexter, Ben, and Ariel talking about indie books. So not Marvel or DC, but necessarily, but some of the smaller developer driven books and things of that nature. So check us out on there. We have a good time. And last but not least, of course, our social media. If you want to find any of us or game with us, you can find me at Nerdy Ramondo on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, check out Glitch Therapy's Instagram. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter for Glitch Therapy. It's just at Glitch Therapy. So check that out. We're usually posting up some stuff on there as far as like games that are coming up or what we're going to be talking about on the show and stuff like that. So please follow us on there. Noah, where can we find you, buddy?
Oh, I'm very active on the PlayStation Network, SKORPIO_INK, Scorpio_Inc.
I'll be on the Xbox One and PS4. It's Your Senpai, and as well on Instagram and Twitter. I'm Hipster Mage.
You need to start writing it down. Like,
I need to write that down.
Jesus, man.
And you can find me on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 under Scorpio 1969. That's Scorpio 1969. And also I'm on Twitter, Joel Gao 1. That's it.
Boom. Okay, and you can find me for both PlayStation Network and Xbox Live. My name is Dirty Dimes, so check us out. Friend us, game with us, and pretty much that's it, guys. We appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to us, and hope you guys have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.